السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Very outrageous and thanks of you to Allah, we praise Him, and we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We seek that it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided, and whosoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. We believe in the same Allah as he should be feared, and never die except as pro Muslims. O mankind, fear Allah, your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate, and from both of them extend many men and women. Fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights and ask one another. Fear Allah and never set aside the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed, He is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger will indeed achieve the greatest achievement. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed, the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us. And the words appears are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented measure in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد فرض فرائض الإسلام وأمر أن تكون خالصة لوجهه الكريم، سواء كانت صلاة أم زكاة أم صياما أم حجا أم غيرها من العبادات. والله سبحانه وتعالى أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك، لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان خالصا لوجهه الكريم. ومن الفرائض التي فرضها الله عز وجل وجعلها من أركان الإسلام فريضة الحج، وفريضة الحج تجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة ما دام مستطيعا أداءها. والله سبحانه وتعالى يأمر بالحج ويقول: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. ولكنه وللأسف أن هناك من يحج ولكنه يعد عند الله عز وجل أنه لم يحج. هناك من يحج بيت الله الحرام ولكنه في عباد غير الحاجين لبيت الله الحرام، لأنه لم يراعي أصول الحج وقواعده وثوابته، ولم يراعي أن تكون نيته خالصة لوجه الله سبحانه وتعالى. إذن فموضوعنا اليوم هو الحاج الذي لم يحج. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى ordained and commands us to perform certain duties and obligations towards them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Islam a thing established and based on five pillars. And from these five pillars, We do that salah, zakah, qiyam, hajj, and above all, we have to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the last messenger. And when we are commanded to perform these worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these signs of obedience to Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of associating any partner with Him. Any kind of ibadah and obedience to perform, to be performed for Allah azza wa jal, has to be very clear and very pure from all kinds of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means it has to be absolutely directed to Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether it is salah or zakah or siyam or hajj. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an obligation upon all the Muslims to perform hajj if they can afford and to go and perform it. And even in the Holy Quran, and it is an obligation upon the people, the Muslims, to perform hajj for the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the sacred house in Mecca. However, dear brothers and sisters, unfortunately, there are some people who go to Hajj and they perform Hajj, but still they are considered and counted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if they did not perform Hajj. There are some people who go and perform the ritual when they do not consider and observe the right rituals and the basics of Hajj, and they learn how to perform it properly. And we observe many things which we will mention in the khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, that this person is considered as a person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is considered as the one who is not performing his hajj. Though he went there physically and maybe spiritually and perform it, but there are certain rules and certain things that we have to observe and we have to manage when we perform this obligation when we go and perform hajj. Then our subject today is about the person, the hajj, the pilgrim, the one who already performed hajj, and he did not actually perform hajj. He was counted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who performed hajj. من هو الحاج الذي لم يحج؟ الحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي لم يخلص حجه لله عز وجل ولكنه ذهب للحج إما لأنه يريد أن يقال عنه فلان حاج أو لأن بعض الناس الذين يعرفهم قد أدوا فريضة الحج وأصبح عيبا عليه أنه لم يؤدي هذه الفريضة أو لأي غرض من أغراض الدنيا. قال الله تعالى من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها يوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. وقال عز من قال فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله. ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة يتزوجها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في الحديث القدسي أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري فهو له تركته وشركه. لا يريد الله عز وجل من هذا العمل شيئا. فالحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي ذهب وقطع السيافي والمكافات والصحاري والبحار والأنهار والمحيطات ولكنه ذهب ولم يكن حجه خالصا لوجه الله عز وجل. فاندرج تحت هذه الآيات وتلك الأحاديث التي تحذر من أن يكون العمل لغير الله عز وجل. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول من كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا والحج من الأعمال الصالحة ولا يشرك في عبادته ولا يشرك في عبادة ربه أحدا لا يشرك في عمله الصالح أحد. فالحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي لم يخلص النية لله عز وجل. The pilgrim or the one who performs Hajj and is considered in the sight of Allah as if he has not performed it is the one who did not direct his intention absolutely and fully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who did not make his Hajj sincerely for Allah. He went to perform Hajj because he wants the people to say he is Hajj, so and so. Or some people, his friends, the people that he knew, they went and performed Hajj and he wants just to be like them, to go and perform Hajj. It's a duty and a obligation to go and take care of it and just perform it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who goes and perform Hajj for one of these services, or the person who just sees any other worldly benefit from Hajj and does not direct his intention absolutely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. He says, whosoever desires the life of this world and the adornment of this life, من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها, we will fully repay for him or her whatever they are seeking for. And they will never be deprived from anything. They will not be deprived from anything they are looking for in this life. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَيُخَفُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Those are the ones who have nothing in the hereafter except the hellfire. And حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِيهَا وَبَاطِلُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider as their deeds and their actions as being lost. And their actions and their deeds will be in vain, will be worthless. They will be worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla states in the Holy Quran, whosoever sees the real meeting and the true meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him worship Allah and does not associate any partner with Allah, does not associate anyone in his worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not go to Hajj for any purpose except to please Allah, except to seek the approval and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَعْبُدْ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said in his hadith, indeed all the actions are but by intention. So whosoever his immigration, migration, was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, he will be rewarded for what he left behind. And whosoever his migration was to seek the worldly benefits or to get married to a woman, then his immigration was for what he had immigrated for. And Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported a sacred hadith from Allah azza wa jalla in which he said, "I am not in need of any action or any deed that being shared with anybody else. I am not in need of this action or this deed. Whoever performs an action and associates any partner with me in this act, then I will leave it to him. I will leave it to her. I will not accept any of these actions or these deeds. أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك فيه غيري تركته وشركه. وهذا الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ذلك في الحديث القدسي. So dear brothers and sisters, the person who went this whole distance and he went through all the difficulties and hardships, but his intention from the very beginning was not absolutely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah azza wa jalla, he stated in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his hadith, that the person is not considered as the one who performed Hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي ذهب وأتى المنازل وتعب فيها ولكنه كان مأكله من حرام ومشربه من حرام وملبسه من حرام وغذي من حرام ولكنه أيضا لم يتق الشبهات فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع بالحرام. هكذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الصحيح الشريف يا أيها الناس إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم
ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر ومنبته حرام ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وقد غسل من حرام يرفع يديه إلى السماء بالدعاء يقول يا رب يا رب فأنى يستجاب له أنى يستجاب للحاج الذي ذهب من مال الحرام الذي اكتسب من حرام الذي غذي من حرام الذي لبس واكل وشرب واطعم اولاده من حرام كيف يستجيب الله عز وجل له؟ هكذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قاعده عامه عن كل العبادات كيف يستجيب الله عز وجل له؟ والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لسعد رضوان الله عليه يا سعد اطب مطعمك فكن مستجاب الدعوه اذا أردت الله عز وجل أن يكون مستجيبا دائما لدعائك فأطب مطعمك فلا تأكل إلا من حلال ومما يرضي الله سبحانه وتعالى. Dear brothers and sisters, as the person, the Hajj, the pilgrim, the one who goes and performs Hajj and is considered in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he has not performed it, is the one who went and perform all the rituals of Hajj and perfected all the rites of Hajj, but on the other hand, all the cost of his journey and all his property is from haram, or is mixed with something which unlawfully earned, or he is not avoiding the mutashabihat, the doubtful matters. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in the hadith when he said that to whosoever avoids the doubtful matters will protect his honor and his property and himself, فَقَدْ اِسْتَبْرَ his religion, فَقَدْ اِسْتَبْرَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. And whosoever falls in the doubtful issues and the doubtful matters, indeed he is such a person that falls into that which is haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, O people, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good, and he likes that which is good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers with what he commands the prophets and messengers. He says in the Holy Quran, O messengers of Allah, eat from the lawfully earned things, and avoid that which is bad, and act righteously towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he commands the believers in a verse from the Holy Quran, saying, O believers, eat from the lawfully earned means, and go and avoid that which is bad, avoid that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, avoid which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to avoid. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the case of the person, the situation of this man who was traveling for a long journey as if he was talking about Hajj. The person who is traveling for a long journey and he is raising his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah forgive me, O Allah give me, O Allah grant me, O Allah bestow upon me, O Allah shower your mercy upon me. And this person is being fit for haram, and he earns the livelihood, the sustenance of his children from haram, and he is living in haram, and his life is mixed with the doubtful matters. Then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept his supplication? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept his dua? Sa'ad, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to him one day and said, O Prophet, can you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me such a person whenever I make dua for him, he will accept my dua, he will accept my supplication and my prayer? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the advice. He said, Sa'ad, أطب مطعمك تكن مستجاب الدعوة. Earn your provision, your sustenance through the lawful means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your supplication. وأما الحاج الذي لم يحج فهو الذي لم يكلف نفسه ولم يقتطع من وقته وقتا ليتعلم مناهج الحج كيف يؤديها. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خذوا عني مناسككم. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه الكريم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. ويقول عز من قائل من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. فهو الذي لم يتعب نفسه ولم يتكلف من وقته شيئا يقتطع من وقته لكي يتعلم كي يؤدي فريضة الحج. نحن نتعلم كيف نصلي، نتعلم كيف نصوم، نتعلم كيف نزكي، نتعلم كيف نعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى. وشرط قبول العبادة أن تكون موافقة لما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. من شروط قبول العبادة أن تكون على حد ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متفقة مع أدائه حينما قال صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي، وهكذا في كل العبادات قوموا كما رأيتموني أصوم، زكوا كما رأيتموني أزكي، حجوا كما رأيتموني أحج، خذوا عني مناسككم، هكذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالذي يذهب إلى الحج عن جهل لا يعرف كيف يؤدي هذه الفرائض هذا معدود في أن الله سبحانه وتعالى اعتبره وكأنه لم يؤدي الحج، لأنه ينبغي ويجب على من يؤدي الحج أن يتعلم قبلها كيف يؤدي هذه الفريضة كما يتعلم كيف يؤدي الصلاة. Dear brothers and sisters, the person who goes and performs Hajj and is considered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one as if he has not performed Al-Hajj الذي لم يحج is the one who does not take some time from his side, his physical time, doesn't take some time from his own time, from his busy time, doesn't cut some of his time, the 24 hours, and dedicated to learn about the Hajj, how to perform it, how to do this, when to do this, when to say this, how to say this. This is the person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stated in the Holy Quran as the people of knowledge. If you do not know, consult the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stated in the Holy Quran, whoever obeys the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is really obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever turns away from you, O Prophet of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we did not send you as a guard or a protector over them. We did not send you as an observer or a watcher over them. We sent you as a prophet and messenger to deliver the message to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stated in the hadith when he said that, learn your rituals from me. When he was performing the Hajj, learn your rituals, learn how to perform Hajj according to my methodology, my method of performing Hajj. So the person who goes to Hajj in ignorance, doesn't know how to do this and how to do that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before you go to Hajj, you should prepare yourself, get ready for that. We learn how to perform the Salah. We learn how to perform the Zakah. We learn how to fast. We learn how to perform all kinds of worship. And Hajj is one pillar of Islam. We should learn also how to perform it in order to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since one of the conditions of accepting the ibadah is to be in accordance with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. والحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي لم يخلص توحيده لله عز وجل، تبرك بغير الله وحلف بغير الله. ورسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الشريف، من حلف بغير الله فقد اشرك او فقد كفر، اي يعني فقد ارتكب عملا من اعمال الشرك او من اعمال الكفر، حلف بغير الله. ويقول في الحديث، من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله او ليصمت، من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله عز وجل او ليصمت، ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لايمانكم. فذلكم الحاج الذي لم يبرئ استشفع بغير الله وتبرك بغير الله، استشفع بغير الله من الاشياء التي يستشفع بها بعض الناس، وتبرك بالاشياء التي يتبرك بها بعض الناس. بينما الله سبحانه وتعالى يلوم على أهل الجاهلية قولهم حينما قالوا ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى، أنت لا تحتاج إلى واسطة بينك وبين الله، أنت لله عز وجل، أنت حينما تدعو الله وتقف أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى أنت في عبادة متصلة في وقت دائم متصل مع الله عز وجل، لا تحتاج إلى واسطة. هكذا قال أهل الجاهلية، قالوا ما نعبد هذه الأصنام إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى، لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى يلوم عليهم ذلك، لما تعبدونهم من دون الله عز وجل، احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فاهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه الكريم، قل لله الشفاعة جميعا، لا تستشفعوا إلا بالله، قل لله الشفاعة جميعا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون. That brothers and sisters, as the person who performed Hajj and is considered in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he has not performed Hajj is the one who is seeking help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is putting trust, his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any person or in anything other than Allah azza wa jalla.
The people of Jahiliya, the people of the pre-Islamic period, what did they say about the idols that they were worshipping other than Allah Azza wa Jal? They said we worship them in order to get us closer to Allah. They are the means of communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not in need of any means of communication between you and Him. When you stand in your prayer, when you stand between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in direct communication with Allah. You are not in need of anybody. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that even if the person is willed by someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if willed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but by the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by your friend, by the person that you love the most, and you swear by this person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, whoever is swears by other than Allah, then he or she has committed an act of shirk, qualitiism, or committed an act of disbelief, kufr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, and he said, whoever wants to swear, let him or her swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not by anyone else. And these are the people of Jahiliyyah, they used to put means of communication between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not in need of that. You are, it's between you and Allah. Whatever ibadah you do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not seek the intercession from other than Allah. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all kinds of intercession are belong to Allah. To whom belong whatsoever in the heavens and whatsoever in the earth. And all of you will be referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers the intercession, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers the means of communication as absolutely for Him. You are the only person, you are not in need even of your father or your mother. You are not in need even of a prophet or a messenger. Even when you go to visit Medina, you go and visit the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't go absolutely or especially for the grace of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants the grace, taking or making his grace as a place of worship. Then, brothers and sisters, these are something that we have to consider when we perform Hajj. If the person does not purify his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before these kinds of things, then it is considered in the sight of Allah as if he has not performed Hajj. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة إجابة فالوضع أن تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحاج الذي لم يحج هو الذي ذهب إلى الحج وعاد كما رجع لا يسلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا واثما مبينا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من يداره ويده والمؤمن من استمنه الناس على دمائهم واموالهم. هكذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فالمسلم الذي لا يسلم الناس من شره ومن اذاه كانه لم يحج كان حاله لم تتغير. ومن المفترض انه حينما يذهب رجع كيوم ولدته امه رجع انسانا نقيا طاهرا خالصا من الشوائب والذنوب والاثام رجع انسانا طاهرا نقيا خالصا من الحقد والغل والحسد والبغضاء والكراهيه رجع انسانا خالصا من كل ما يغضب الله رجع انسانا خالصا من كل ما يغضب الناس. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات. Dear brothers and sisters, and the person who performs Hajj, who goes to Hajj, and is not considered in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as really performing Hajj, is the one from the heart of his tongue and the heart of his hand, all the people are not saved. The people are not saved. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran and observe it. Consider this verse in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who harm the believing men and the believing women without being deserved to be harmed. Those who harm the believing men and the believing women, they have committed slander and manifested sin, a plain sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet
prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the true Muslim is the one from whose hand, from the heart of his tongue and the heart of his hand, all the people are saved. And the true believer is the one whom the people trust regarding their wives and regarding their wealth and the property. That's what the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith. Whenever the person goes to Hajj and comes back without purifying himself or herself from all the bad acts and the grudge and the envy and the animosity and the hatred and all kinds of bad things that the person was performing or doing before going to Hajj, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers this person as the one who does not really perform Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, those who believe, really, they are true believers. They are true believers. They do not harm the believing men of the believing women. They do not stretch their hands to the heart of the people. On the other hand, they extend their help and assistance to the people. They come completely different. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi said in the hadith, that they will be returned from Hajj and the day their mothers give birth to them, they are still pure and clean and purified from all kinds of sin. That's why they start the new page. And this is the sign of the acceptable Hajj, that the condition, the bad condition of the person who goes to Hajj changed to a good condition after he returns from Hajj. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And it's with yourself when you're going to perform Hajj. And the best equipment, the best thing to stay with you and to repair with when you perform Hajj is the taqwa, because fearing righteousness, piety, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his obedience. اللهم إنا نسألك في هذا اليوم العظيم أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن تستر عيوبنا وأن تشرح صدورنا وأن تبلغنا مما يرضيك أمرك. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم ولي أمورنا شرارنا ولا تولي أمورنا شرارنا. اللهم ارفع رفعتك وغضبك عنا. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. إلهنا الله، إن الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطيكم مشروه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.